Hey, Anka Homer, and back again with another Daily Spark of Inspiration. When people ask me, how on earth did you end up in Spain with a sewing business? I usually talk about, the idea of the trip to Spain and the idea of, oh, I'd love to live here and all of that. So, but what we don't often talk about is the actual steps I took to take this whole thing from a crazy idea to reality. And while I'm all for jumping into the unknown, knowing that there isn't really ever anything else, and to take risks and to not hang on to the illusion of safety that no permanent job could ever give you, I'm not nuts. Like, I'm not totally crazy. So I didn't, it may sound like it, but I didn't kind of go on holiday and think, oh, I'd love to live here, and went back home and quit my job and packed my bags and jumped into, the deep end. I didn't do that. Actually, it took 2 years. And the first thing I did is I kept going with my Spanish classes. And I'd already, coming to Spain was sort of part of my project of how to keep up with the Spanish that I'd already learned. So I definitely kept going on the Spanish front. And I also took private sewing classes because I'd never really, I have not got any formal sewing related education. So I thought, well, maybe what I'm doing is really inefficient, cumbersome, whatever. So I wanted to know what the professionals do. So I took classes with a lovely lady called Imtas Kalik in London, one amazing tailor. And but I think the thing is, I wasn't really all that interested in sewing techniques. I was kind of more interested in the way she ran her business, because she had a small bespoke made-to-measure kind of sewing business, the kind of business I had in mind. So that was really, really helpful. And then I went on trips to Granada for 2 years, every chance I got. The amount of times I took long weekends, quick trip to Spain, all summer holidays, every holiday trip to Granada to get to know the place, to start exploring. And after, almost 2 years, I actually resigned and was ready to take the jump. And I'd looked at apartments and beforehand and all of that. So it, like, being comfortable with the unknown and going for your dream does not mean to throw common sense in the garbage bin. Right? You want to give yourself the best possible chance of success. And if that means to do some preparation, then go ahead, do it. See you tomorrow.